In today's politics, for example, in where I came from, the U.S., there's two major parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, and they have a major difference in their sense of many things. In general, one is it's people who don't want change because of the benefits they're getting from existing conditions in the nation. Those who are getting special benefits from that do not want any change simply because they might lose their benefits that they have been granted within the nation. And on the other side, those people who have not get any special benefits from the nation are open to alternatives and quite really open. The question is, what percent of people don't get benefits from the nation or significant benefits as those who get significant personal benefits? Owners of companies have been granted a benefit by the nation, and those owners, or the owners of buildings, anything that's granted by the nations, would be certainly wary of granting benefits to a larger unit of government that may have other rules. But let's say, for example, well, the EU has dealt with this, and of course the EU is still working out some of the problems of benefits. Particularly, the big thing is the benefits to the banks, who have big benefits that are granted by nations. The nation banks have a lot of economic power over people, and any change certainly would be extremely wary, or they might say, we would say they would resist change, and then we have people who are resisting the change. But the question is, what percent of people have benefit from a broader scope of government as those who benefit just from retaining what exists today in the name of their particular nation? Now we're coming into the question, is this meaning that this might be the end of the era of nations? Yes, there have been many eras in human existence. They have existed for a while, they've come to an end. The hunting and berry planting age, that was a long listing one. And then there was the industrial age, and then there was before that was the agriculture age. And those ages are seen as ages, but they all have moved on to larger units of relation. And now we're definitely coming close to the final one, which is all people on Earth, the global people, which is all people on Earth. And that's what we're exploring, is just how what can be done, and what can be done without strong reaction to people. To move and safely, what can be moved that would be a safe way to keep going, to make move. But there can be strong emotions, and it can be quite dangerous that we might, if enough people get upset way and get confused way, there could be reaction that could be a global threat. We certainly don't want that, though. We are losing whatever is offered back on Earth. People are very conscious, for example, of earth resources coming, that there is some limit of earth resources. We never thought about that until really recent years, but now it's becoming a big concern. Well, those are concerns that we feel we have to face, and this, in our way, we're trying to make some points about, in some way, to offer a possible route to a safe way to move on. And that's safe for people, and fair to people. Safe and fair. And it does not favor any fiscal group or anyone. For people as a whole. It doesn't favor any nation. It favors no idea that any nation can be qualified to rule the world.
So
all people on earth.